We're waiting on a Randy's band member who's being ticketed for being too cool. So in the meantime, we're going to play a track from the Randy's new recording, and we're going to talk, and hopefully she'll get here in time to play some live stuff with us. So you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the Randy's. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You can always tell when people have worked for a really long time on a song, because when they're sitting here in the studio, they play along with it while I'm playing it on the CD. So I'm sure you've heard the song like so many times, you can't keep your fingers from moving.
Yeah.
So who am I joined by? Who are the Randy's?
I'm Sienna. I play the bass and I sing.
I'm Laura. I play guitar and sing.
Aaron, drums.
And Lorita, guitar.
I'm drunk. I got pulled over.
Very, very convincing. Very convincing. Well, hopefully Lorita will be here soon.
Poor Lorita.
Aw. So, Sienna, where are you from?
I'm from here, Hollywood, California.
Oh, wow. There are people actually
I
from
know,
California?
I know. I'm the last one. The last one. Native of Los Angeles.
Well, that's cool.
I think so.
And have you've been working in music for a long time?
Well, yeah. I started in the marching band in high school, and I never stopped.
They get you early, huh?
Yeah. Well, they made me wear a cape, and I was sold after that.
So how did you go from marching band to rock and roll?
Well, my first band was a ska band, and I played the saxophone, which is what I played in marching band, and then I just made the natural transition from tenor saxophone to bass guitar, and I always loved singing, so I threw that in the mix, because I couldn't sing with a saxophone in my mouth, you know?
Sure. What were some of your early influences?
I was raised on a strict diet of the Beatles and Elvis Costello, and then I moved on to like the Violent Femmes and a lot of nerd rock, like They Might Be Giants, stuff like that.
Love nerd rock.
Me too. I'm a nerd.
And Laura, what about you? Where are you from?
Oh. I'm from Lodi, up in Northern California, Central Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Farm town.
And did you come down to LA to do music?
Yeah, pretty much.
And
came
art.
Down for school to go to art school and made the natural transition to join bands.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's Lorita.
It's Lorita.
Hi,
we've been
Lorita.
Waiting for you.
Aren't you drunk? Is that why you're late?
Okay, you have to come here and share your story so we can find out why. Why you're late.
Oh, she's going to
we'll,
cry.
Well, cry while you're on the air. That's what makes the show.
It makes
so
good
exciting.
Radio.
Well, let her compose herself. And Aaron, let me ask how you got hooked up with this rowdy bunch of cool girls.
Just kind of met them one day.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you, man.
Yeah.
Take care.
We found Aaron because we asked the universe for Aaron, and then he was delivered unto us through a friend of a friend.
Just fell out of the ether and just
it was
collapsed.
Amazing, actually.
And you play drums?
Yes, correct.
Did you play for other bands before you joined this one?
Yeah, pretty much. Been playing drums for a while. Found these lovely ladies, and that was it.
He's from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, way down south.
How long have the group of you been playing together?
Only
like December.
Yeah, December. with our two new and most amazing members. Melora and I have been together forever.
Yes. She has like another twin, but pretty much we're born like together too.
Yeah.
They found me.
Lorita.
And hello, Lorita. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi. I know you're not having a very good morning. You want to tell us about your trip over here?
Well, right after I got off the phone with you, mm-hmm. which is what, like a half hour or so ago?
Yeah.
Sorry. You told me to go left, but I was going right. Then I decided I was making a right, so then I flipped a U-ey right there, illegal U-ey. And then I started going, cop pulls me over, has me get out of the car, sit on the curb.
No way.
Yeah. And he's like, do you know I pulled you over? And I'm like, illegal U-turn? He's like, yeah, and plus you're reckless driving. I saw you on the phone writing directions on your window, making a right hand turn. He's all, that's reckless driving.
Oh, that's brutal.
So I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to this radio show, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, walks away. Didn't want to hear my fucking story.
That's crazy.
Oh. So,
yes, you're allowed to cuss, absolutely. Please.
He goes to his car, he comes back. He's like, I need your registration and your proof of insurance. My proof of insurance is expired because Neil didn't put the new card in. I told him, yeah, whatever. The new cards aren't in there. We are, you know, they're just the little cards. Or maybe I didn't do it. I don't know. One of us were supposed to do it. That was expired. So then he goes back to the car, and then another cop car pulls over in a motorcycle, and then they start chatting about something. And then they get on the radio, and they start talking, and I'm sitting there waiting.
So he's like getting directions to where he's supposed to go.
Right.
I don't know what was going on. So then I'm sitting there waiting, and I brought these because we're doing the whole universe thing.
What do you have? There's some beads? Oh, okay.
Praying beads, right? So I'm sitting here like this, okay.
Praying with her beads
praying,
on the sidewalk.
Praying. What am I supposed to learn from this? I know I'm supposed to learn something from this. Maybe it's patience.
Don't write and drive.
Don't write and drive. And then he comes back, and he's like, I gave you a ticket for reckless driving, not an illegal U-turn. You got to get fix a ticket for your insurance. And then he's like, I hope this taught you some patience. And he walks away.
Oh.
Whoa. You're praying. What?
That's so evil.
So
that's a horrible thing to say.
I just felt like they have the power. Anyways.
That's really messed up. I mean, what's worse than getting pulled over is just being condescending and insulting. That's the part I think that they must enjoy or something.
Isn't that weird? I was like this. I'm like, what am I supposed to learn with my praying beads as I'm rubbing them, sitting there? And meanwhile, I'm trying to sneak texts to these girls.
Uh-huh.
I'm all,
yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah. And then I hung up the phone really quick. In my pocket.
Well.
Anyways, I'm here.
Thank goodness we have rock and roll for you to vent some of your frustrations out.
Yeah.
You guys up for playing a song?
Sure. Are you tuned?
We'll see.
We will see. Let's
do you
want to
play a song
if,
off the CD?
If you need some time to tune, we can play a track from the CD and then we'll come back.
Track two?
Okay. We'll do that. This is, you're listening to The Randys on killradio.org.
Okay, shoot.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is The Randys. So, shall we just swing right into a live song?
Sure. This song's called Boxing Day. It's off our upcoming album, which is coming out in August.
Wait. Tell that into the mic. That's worth hearing.
The song goes to the cop that just pulled me over. I want to pop him in the eye with my boxing glove.
Sounds good. All right, you're listening to The Randys on Is Good on killradio.org.
1, 2, 3, 4. On the night before the fight, you gotta keep those feelings in control. Just let go of your desire and do what's right. Oh yeah, and keep your hands all to yourself. And just let go of feeling satisfied and suck it up on the night before the fight. Whoa, but I want it, I want it, I want it. I want it, I want it, I want it. I want it, I want it, I want it. I got my eye on the prize. And when you step into the ring, you want to feel it up like Celestine. You want to be as sharp and focused and beam of light. Oh yeah, you got to lay that fire.
Ah, oh, that was great. That was so. That was a lot of energy for Thursday morning, I gotta say. Thanks so much.
Outside? He's following us.
He's following us around.
Oh my goodness.
He probably heard my comment.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably got one of those internet radio things in his car. Yeah. That are ever so popular. So, okay, how can I phrase this?
Do you want to know what that song's about?
Well, okay, yeah, why don't I do that? And I want to ask you a question that I think is probably going to raise some discussion, but I want to know about that song first, yeah.
It's about sexual frustration.
Or getting pulled over and being frustrated.
Any kind of frustration, really.
That's all.
That's all? Any specific angle on sexual frustration?
No. Just general.
Well,
right, guys?
Who does? Is this a collaborative project, or is there?
Yeah,
are you the
sure.
front woman? Is there someone who writes most of the songs?
Mostly, Aaron's the front woman, but
only on the weekends.
No, we really work together to write everything. So, mm-hmm.
So I guess as a collaborative process, then it's sort of you're writing about experiences that you've all shared in one way or another. I mean, everybody in this band has been sexually frustrated, I assume.
Hasn't
yes.
everyone?
Yes, at some
I
point.
I hope it's not just us.
So you're never playing music that you don't relate to. I mean,
no,
it's always
got to
be about you in some way.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what were you going
to
ask?
The question that comes to mind with a band that's largely made up of female members is, what does the term chick rock mean to you? Does it carry a negative connotation, the way some people use it? Does it mean anything? Is it a term people even use?
I used to get really offended by that, but now I just don't care anymore. I just...
Why, what is offensive about it? What does it mean to you when someone uses that term?
You know how many times I've heard this? Oh my God, you guys are so good. I mean, for a girl band.
Mm-hmm.
So good for girls. I mean, you can actually play the instrument that you're holding. Wow, that's amazing. As if... that's the most outrageous thing you could think of, you know? So in that way, it's offensive. But now I just think it's a way to describe a visual and maybe a musical aspect of a band. I don't know.
So you think it's kind of over time, maybe it started out as a derogatory thing, but now it's lost any meaning.
Well, you know, I was trying to think, have I ever used the term boy band? And you only really use that with, you know, the
Boy band means something, but doesn't mean a band made up of boys, necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, boy band carries this kind of negative connotation of choreographed, synchronized dancing and very sappy lyricism.
That's true. The funny thing is that we've generally had a guy in our band for the most part, and poor Aaron, he's always going to be in a chick band, just because there happen to be three girls and one guy. But if there's one girl and three guys, is it a dude band?
Huh. You know? Well, what do you think about that, Aaron? Like, what has your experience been with people relating to the Randys and referring to it as a girl band?
I think, you know, people are just going to look at first, but once they hear us play, I don't think they really consider us a chick band anymore. More just like a rock band.
I hope.
That's about all I have to say.
Yeah.
Loretta, what are your thoughts on this?
Lorena's still caught up in the police debacle.
I am. I'm just replaying everything in my head right now. But you know what? It's a similar frustration when you walk into a guitar store and the guy just totally treats you like you don't know anything about equipment because you are a girl and don't want to go. If you ask him a question regarding a pedal or something, and I think we've been.
I just had this experience like 2 years ago with the amp shop. On Ventura Boulevard in Van Nuys, don't ever shop there. They're assholes.
Wow.
Well, I wanted a pedal, and I asked him to give me more detail, but he would pretty much just kind of... He wouldn't go into detail because he didn't think I knew anything about the
sound.
He
didn't think you would understand it.
What would, oh, yeah, this would be fine. Whatever. This is just distortion. And I'm like, what kind of... I mean, is it a cleaner? Is it a heavier? Mm-hmm. Like, I use this one. And they're just pretty much write you off as a chick musician. So... For a while, the whole chick band, you play, let's put you with all chick rock bands and chick bands, and a lot of them sucked. It's like, I don't want to play with chick bands because we're chicks. I want to play with bands that are good. So that was frustrating for a while, but now it's just like, you know what, I let it go. It's like, all what you make it mean, and I just don't put too much meaning to it. And, you know, being an all-female band, from what we learned on this last tour,
does have its advantages sometimes. It's just people are more excited about it, especially when we're playing in the Midwest when they'd never come across female bands, and they're just, like, really excited about
so
it.
So when you come out with the Randy's sound, you feel like you're almost proving 2 points. One, you're good musicians, and then the other is that, you know, the stereotypes are pretty ridiculous. And yeah. It's true. It's pretty accepted as a stereotype. I mean, I think people do it like this clown at the amp store, like, because, you know, he figures he can get away with it.
Yeah, they just don't even think about it. It's just second nature. We always get that. But it also makes it twice as gratifying when you might get that vibe at a show you're setting up and everybody's like, oh, great, what's this going to be, a chick band?
Right, right. And then you blow away their expectations.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So. No, I had a rap group in here a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, wow, you guys are really good for black people. No, I'm kidding. That would be horrible.
Exactly. It's the same thing, you know?
Can we go into another song? Because Laurita really has some energy. She needs to get out.
Yeah. That was a good song. The last one. Yeah. I'm like,
Okay, what are we playing? Shovel. Oh, no, this song is called Wrecking Ball, or the Shovel song.
Okay, you're listening to the Randys.
Ask her what it's about. Sure. Ask her.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
Let's
that?
Not. Let's not say
You're listening to the Randys on Is Good on killradio.org.
Okay, we need Aaron on this one. You need to tap your
one, toes. 2, 3, 4.
Being happy.
I got the giggles.
Well, that's obviously a passionate song about something. I know you want to tell me.
Sexual frustration.
Does that take up the bulk of your work?
Pretty much. Anybody want to go out on Saturday? No. Yeah, we're pretty deep. song's about bad choices. That's all.
Is there an underlying theme to your music? I mean, what do you want your audience to aside from the musical quality of just rocking? What is it you want your audience to get from the words?
I guess we tend to write about personal experiences. Injustices, you know, whether they're emotional or political.
Like getting pulled over.
Right. Fucking cop.
A new song today.
You're writing a new song today, Laura.
Yeah. It's called Cop Killa.
we spell it K-I-L-A.
Yeah.
What is Kiss or Kill?
Kiss or Kill is the best all-ages scene in Los Angeles. It happens every Friday night at Safari Sam's, except for the first Friday, where it's at the Key Club. It's a bunch of bands that are extremely supportive of each other, and we all play kind of pop, rock, maybe a little bit punk in there.
How did Kiss or Kill find the Randys, or did the Randys find Kiss or Kill?
I guess we met Johnny 99 at one of our shows, and he's one of the guys that sets up Kiss or Kill every week, him and Cooper from Bang Sugar Bang. And he recruited us.
So he saw you guys play, and he was like, you guys have to be part of this collective?
He was booking that 14 Below out in Santa Monica, and he gets demos all the time, and he was telling me that he got our demo, and he got a few other demos, and he really liked them a lot, and then he just kind of followed up and contacted the bands when they started the Kiss or Kill thing, and then we came and played.
When you guys first started to play together, like what was the early experiences? Like the first time you guys went out as a band, as the Randys, and played, what was that experience like? Did you know at that point that it was going to go well, or were you considering maybe it wasn't a good way to start?
As this group or their first lineup?
Well, both actually.
Our very first lineup, which we went through several incarnations, we had different names, Laura and I, as a band, and we sucked pretty much for about 3 years. I'd say.
Why did you suck?
We just weren't very good performers, and we hadn't really gotten excellent on our instruments yet. I had horrible stage fright, and I would always freeze up and not be able to sing. And and then we just got more comfortable. But when we found Aaron and Larita, I think that's actually the first time I ever really felt like we were a real band.
There's a support system in our group. There's a very nice support system in this group of people.
Yeah, and they're just much better players, and they sort of raised the bar for us and brought us to another level musically.
So as a team, as this incarnation, the Randys, what was your first experience like playing live?
Ask Aaron that.
What was your first impression?
My feet were kind of stinky on stage. Aaron
took his shoes off to play, and the whole stage was like ensconced in this cloud of foot stink.
So you were like playing faster to get off the stage.
It was an awesome show, actually. I thought we had a really good show, and I felt it that night. I was like, yes,
is that
finally
the night you kind of broke over that peak of your stage fright? Like, well, how did you get over that?
Every now and then it sneaks back in, but it's really just a matter of doing it over and over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So every now and then, I never know when the fear is going to come upon me, but
she just needs a couple slaps in the face when she gets that deer in the headlight look. That's when we know she's going down. So
oh, like in the middle of the show, you can tell she's
so we losing. We slap her or throw beer on her or splash her with water or
Larita writes "fuck it" on my arm in Sharpie. That helps
just to keep her.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. It does help, and she actually does slap me in the face, which also helps. It makes me mad, and then I have a better show. I know she's all. Psh. I was like, what the? Why? So you were getting freaked out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And then you just start belting out the lyrics.
And then I'm just like, I'm out of here. Rah! We get on stage. And
well, it hasn't happened on stage.
Yeah, it happened off stage. But it will.
the beer dumping and the water dumping does happen on stage.
Yeah.
On Sienna.
Usually during freeze or burn.
Yeah.
Why the Randys? Why the name the Randys?
Well, our producers actually wanted us to have our name be the Blowjob Givers, but we nixed that. We were like, nah, that's too much.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of that band.
Between that and Chick Rock, like, right. That's bad news.
We like giving head. So instead of that, we compromised on the Randys.
Aaron, I have to hear your point of view on that.
No comment, Aaron.
Oh, never mind.
No, but like, is there a story behind that? Was Randy a guy you know or something like that?
Actually, Laura and I both had a great-great-grandfather named Randy, so. I'm totally making that up, no?
And no. We killed him, so. Yeah.
No, it was just a suggestion. We were going through lists and lists of names. We had to change our name from Friendship Motor Inn because nobody could ever remember it. Mm. So we named our first album at the Friendship Motor Inn, and...
For all the legions of fans out there that knew us as Friendship Motor,
right. We didn't want to disappoint
latch on to and relate to.
How is your following? How is your fan base?
Amazing.
Do they come mostly from the Kiss or Kill performances?
A lot of them are from Kiss or Kill. Mm-hmm. We've picked up some people around the country, yeah. I hope.
And MySpace has helped a lot with the country, the rest of the...
LA is a weird town, though. I think we really realized that when we got out a little bit more on the road. It's hard here. There's so many bands. Everybody's in a band.
Yeah.
My mom's in a band, even. No, she's not. But everybody's in a band. So.
But I guess the key is doing something that not everyone else is doing.
Right.
So that you don't feel that you're competing with everyone else.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why we love Kiss or Kill so much, because it's such a supportive community, and it's all the bands aren't competitive with each other. They're really supportive of each other, and everybody tries to help each other out and promote everyone else, and... In that way, you know.
Yeah, I was there at the Cinco de Mayo thing, and it was quite a performance. It was a good night.
That was the night I got slapped.
Until I realized I drank too much and it was time to go home.
Yeah. I think I saw you run up to the stage for a second.
Yeah,
right?
I was that up on stage. Yeah, I think I pointed at you or
you
something like that. And
you
and like,
laughed hysterically, yeah, and then and I turned red and I wanted to die.
I was like, I know her.
I know
that's
you.
So
you
cool.
Don't know me.
My ride's leaving. I gotta go.
I know you.
Oh.
Good time.
When are you guys playing next?
We're playing tonight, actually, at the Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa. And then we have Kiss or Kill tomorrow night
at
Safari Sands.
So do you guys play with Kiss or Kill every week? Or?
We're the resident band this month.
So every week this month.
Yeah.
At Safari Sands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Everyone should go check that out. Also, what's your MySpace?
/TheRandys,
right?
/TheRandys, yeah.
Okay.
If you go to therandys.com, it'll link you to our MySpace page, because everything is heavily under construction right now. As you can see, we're being revamped.
And album-wise, you guys have something you're about to release?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything we played and everything you heard today is on our upcoming album, which is called Saw the Light, and it'll be coming out in August.
And is that going to be distributed in-house, or you guys are signed somewhere?
It's going
like
to be distributed through Navarre. We're on a teeny indie label called Illicit/MRI. So we have national distribution, but we'll be doing the footwork. So.
Well, cool. Do you guys want to play a track from the CD?
Sure.
Or do you want to go into another live song?
No. Let's do the CD.
CD first, and we'll do something. Do you want to do Freeze or Burn?
Yeah. What number is it?
Any idea what track number that is?
Three.
Well, good.
Or should we
that's all lined up then. All right, cool. You've been listening to the Randys on Is Good on killradio.org. This is a track from their forthcoming CD. What's the name of the track?
It's called Freeze or Burn.
And it's called Freeze or Burn. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Randys. Hello, Randys.
Hi.
Yo, yo.
Today's a rather un-Randy day for you, I understand. Before you guys go into another song, I want to ask you how far you think you can take it, the Randys. Where do you guys see yourselves going? All things going well, where do the Randys find themselves in the music industry?
World domination.
Okay.
I was just going to say that.
Good answer.
I was
going
to say that, too. That's exactly what I was going to say. So great minds think alike.
But do you guys see yourselves on a major label being packaged and distributed?
Hell yeah. I mean, we've done
respect?
A pretty good job, I think, of packaging ourselves as a shiny little product. So if anybody wants to carry on that legacy and give us some money for it, I wouldn't mind.
The Randy doll will soon be coming out. The
Oh, my gosh.
I like
are you talking about real dolls or like Barbie dolls?
Like Barbie dolls.
I thought you were talking about something else.
No, like Randy Barbie dolls will be on sale soon.
And a video and everything like that, too, we're going to guess.
Yeah.
We want to be the Spice Girls.
Is this yeah, album that's coming
yourself.
Out? When does this album come out?
August 29th. But we'll have pre-sale copies by the end of June? Mid-July.
Mid-June.
Yeah.
Mid-June.
We're taking on Warped Tour.
All right. Mid-June.
And this isn't your debut album, is it?
No, it's our second album.
Your second album.
It's our debut album with this band, though.
With Loretta.
With the current incarnation. Well, excellent. All right. Well, we're about to run out of time, so I want to make sure I get at least one more song out of you guys.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Yeah, we're going to play an oldie but a goodie. It's called Hyperion.
Okay. You're listening to the Randys on Is Good on killradio.org.
One, two, oh. You start it.
Nice, that was a good one. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
The world of rock, what do you think? What is the thing that people do with rock that you guys least like, that you would like to see change?
How much time do you have, man?
Yeah, in a minute or less.
Probably the big money system, how it's paid to get on the big radio. That's why we're so glad to be here. There's no outlet.
Is that true? You have to pay to get on like regular radio?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because I know they have the pay-for-play nonsense with the clubs and everything, and that's why Kiss or Kill was created.
Right.
But radio stations, they actually have you pay to come in?
I think in the upper levels, in the clear channel realm, it's all, how many pairs of Nikes are you going to give
me? Even things that are supposed to be indie in Los Angeles, not necessarily are.
Well, that's not surprising, I guess. I mean, that's sort of the way of things. I mean, you think that's something that could change?
No.
I mean, you see the movement is going towards music or away from it?
I think people are starting to take control now. I think with the whole internet access and
how it's so easy to record your own music.
I think the radio is really being challenged, and Indie 103 is surviving, and I'm surprised, right? Are they not?
No.
They are.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Are you guys mostly? Do you guys consider yourselves more recording artists or live performers, or are those things not easily distinguishable?
I don't think they're distinguishable for us. I think we're both. I think we're getting better at being both. So
you guys need to get out there and make your music heard and build your audience.
That's all we want to do.
Feed off of their energy.
Yeah.
Spit on them.
Pee on them.
you know.
Throw beer on them.
All that good stuff.
Lick them.
Sounds good. You know what? We have we do have just another few minutes. Do you guys have another song in your back pocket? Maybe something you weren't planning on playing when you came in?
You want to play Socialite?
We can play Socialite. Let's do it.
We can play this song that we wrote for Kiss or Kill.
Try it.
Without Loretta's lead in it. Try. We could try.
Yeah.
I think
we were going to
skip the lead.
You want to skip the lead?
And go into what?
Maybe we should play a song off the CD so we don't fall apart.
Go for it. Do something different.
Okay.
There's no failure here. It's impossible.
All right.
Because it's killradio.org. Whenever you're ready.
So we go right into the chorus then instead.
Go right into the chorus.
1, 2, 3, 4. Socialite, 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 what you doing here? No!
Randy's tribute to Kiss or Kill. So, Costa Mesa tonight?
Yes.
The Detroit Bar. We play at 9:30 sharp with Ginger Sling and Brooklyn, 21 and over.
And then after that is another Kiss or Kill. That's Fari Sam's, right?
Yes. All ages tomorrow night.
And go to our MySpace, and we have more shows for this month, too, before we head out.
Next week. We have a ton of shows coming up.
Yeah. All right, themyspace.com/therandys.
Yes. Or Randys. therandys.com, and that'll take you there, too.
Okay. Randys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Much.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you soon. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.